This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. New York City has the biggest public housing system in the country, a whole lot of which is old and a whole lot of which is in not great condition. Public housing started way back in the day as a thing the federal government did. But in the decades since those first developments were built, federal funding for public housing has, if not dried up, then definitely slowed to a trickle, which for New York is a problem because a report not too long ago from the city's housing authority says it needs almost $32 billion for repairs and renovations in the next 5 years. And as Ashley Milne-Tite reports, that is a tall, tall order.
Angel King has lived in a sprawling housing development in Canarsie, Brooklyn, since she was a little girl. It's called the Brooklyn Houses, and it was completed in 1952. King still remembers how the complex felt when she and her family moved in the 80s.
To us, it was like, wow, everything was so shiny, it was so new, the hallways were always clean.
Today, she shares an apartment with her mom. These days, the development is run down. King is a vice president of the Tenants Association, and she hears a lot of complaints. She says it can take weeks for housing authority workers to come out and fix something. The authority's website shows completing repairs at its properties takes almost 2 months on average. King walks me through the tree-lined grounds into one of the buildings.
Like, you have graffiti on the walls, it's dirty, you have broken tiles.
She points to a rust-encrusted pipe on the stairwell behind me.
And all that behind that pipe, that's all mold back there. That's mold back there.
The New York City Housing Authority, or NYCHA, admits its housing stock has a lot of problems. Mold, lead paint, broken boilers that force residents to use their ovens to keep warm during the winter, just to name a few. It blames the federal government for the crisis.
This is a universal problem with the lack of funding that's coming through.
Deborah Goddard is NYCHA's executive vice president for capital projects. She says federal funding has been cut by almost $3 billion since 2001. Meanwhile, public housing has gotten older and needier than ever. The backlog of repairs goes back years and keeps getting worse.
It's as if you have a loan and you can't pay the interest on it even.
She says NYCHA can only muster a third of the $32 billion needed for overhauls. The situation isn't unique to New York. Henry Taylor teaches urban and regional planning at the University of Buffalo. He says back in 2010, a study by HUD showed the nation's public housing needed billions of dollars worth of repairs.
In every city in the country, public housing is in trouble for the exact same reason. And as a consequence of that, you've been finding public housing as we know it is starting to disappear.
He says in Chicago, for example,
they demolished a significant number of their public housing units. In a number of other places, people have turned their units over to the private sector for management.
In New York, NYCHA is experimenting with public-private partnerships as a way to remove some public housing from federal funding rolls. The city has also committed some funding. That includes more than $1 billion as part of a settlement with federal prosecutors over mismanagement at NYCHA, including a failure to conduct lead paint inspections while claiming it had done so. Goddard says current funding isn't enough to revamp everything from broken elevators to dilapidated kitchens and bathrooms in tens of thousands of apartments.
We have to keep beating the drum for more money. We don't have an option to do otherwise.
With a severe housing crunch in New York, she says public housing residents have nowhere else to go. At the Brooklyn Houses, Angel King says outsiders often have preconceived notions about her longtime home.
Like, it's a project, but it's not. It's a housing development. This is a complex where everybody lives, and we have just as much right to live in a happy and healthy environment just as much as anybody else.
It's just a question of who will pay for it. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.